Blog Talk Radio.
To the 110 Nation Sports Show. I am your host, Mr. CJ Sports. Glad to be here. Hump day in the Carolina Sports Plus studio. Ain't no place I would rather be. Got a lot of things to jump into. Love this time of year. So looking forward to everything we're going to get into tonight. Before I get Mario in here and we get things kicked off, make sure, A, you guys check out the rest of the shows on this network. Monday nights we got the 110 Nation Race Chat Live exclusive. Usually Chris, but one of the 110 Nation members and myself sit down and we spend about 20-30 minutes talking to a young and upcoming driver, athlete, track promoter, crew member, whatever the case may be. Great shows on Monday night, great interviews, great opportunity to meet the up-and-coming or become fans of the up-and-coming. Tuesday nights, we got Race Chat Live. You got Chris, you got Taz, you got Miss Lee up in the studio. They recap everything that happened in the previous week in the race world, usually predominantly NASCAR, but they cover everything, all racing. Of course, you got the 110 Nation Sports Show right here on Wednesday nights. And then Thursday nights, you got Safety to Success. Jared takes you into the world of racing, talks safety, talks different safety features, products, items, and has a couple different guests on, from drivers to food venues and their venues out there, trucks and all that stuff. To those that are involved with making safety equipment. Great show. It's actually the highest rated, highest listened show on Blog Talk Radio on the 110 Nation Sports Radio Network. So glad to have them on. And looking forward to possibly adding another show or two. Another one may or may not be sports related. It might be just little music, little Sunday night show, got to do with little music and just kick back and chill, wrap the weekend up kind of thing. There's also talks of probably between now and November, a all sports show coming out as well. So if you're out there and you got a show and you want to syndicate it on our network, or you want to do a show and don't have a network to do it on, all you got to do is hit me up, MrCJSports@gmail.com. Make sure you go over to our website, the 110 Nation Sports Radio Network.com. It has all our videos. It has all our shows. It has all our blogs, which I've gotten blogs and videos out today. It has our show schedule, marketing partners, everything. Make sure you go over there. It also has tabs to all the platforms we are on. You go to the main page on the right-hand side, about a quarter of the way down, the rest of the way down the side of the page. There are tabs to iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify, Spreaker, Amazon Music, YouTube, Google Podcast, Podchasers, Geo, Savion. I'm sure I'm repeating some of them now. All you do is click on those tabs and it will take you over. It'll take you over to the that particular platform, if it be Spotify, iTunes, or whatever, and you can catch the show there. Make sure you follow it, or just Google the 110 Nation on whatever platform you listen to your podcast on and follow us there. Facebook, make sure you guys like us on Facebook, the 110 Nation. Like us or, follow us on Twitter at 110 Nation. Most importantly, though, subscribe to our YouTube channel. Help us continue to grow. The goal is to eventually be able to monetize that. That also has all our shows. It has clips. It has behind-the-scenes stuff. It has everything 110, so that way we could do some upgrades, continue to grow, and help take care of the bills that way. So make sure you guys subscribe. Without any further delay, let me get my co-host in the studio. Mario, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. Glad to be in the Carolina Sports Plus studio tonight talking sports. A lot of good things are happening.
Oh, yeah. This is the time of the year when college football and NFL football get kicked off. It's my favorite time of the year because you've got so much going on. And then just kind of when you get to the middle part, things kind of slowing down a little bit. The NBA kicks off. You got college basketball. And then we wrap up bowl games, Super Bowl. Then we're in playoffs. Then it kind of slows down for a little bit, but this is like Christmas time for me. I love this time of year, and it just like the headlines just keep coming and coming and coming. We got so many things we got to jump into tonight. These hour and a half are getting to be where we're really having to speed things up to get through everything some of these nights. But before we jump into this, let them know website, Facebook, social media, whatever case, where they can find Carolina Sports Plus, what you got going on, and where they can find you next fair, next festival, next whatever we got going on, Cal Tippin event going on in North Carolina.
All right, that'll work. First off, you can like us on Facebook and Instagram. And YouTube at Carolina Sports Plus. And you can find us online at CarolinaSportsPlus.com. We got a lot of great things going on. This Friday, September 29th, we're going to be at the fair in Lumberton, North Carolina. So that's always going to be a good time. That's always a good time, you know, when you can hang out at the fair and talk about sports and see the Ferris wheel go around, you know what I mean? So there's a lot of good things going on. But right now, I'm ready to get into what we got going for this Wednesday night.
And before we, that really stinks. I have these, I don't know where they came from, Coke Zero cans. I was getting thirsty. Water just finished out. I was like, you know what? They've been sitting up here, but it's room temperature. And room temperature right now is probably upper 60s, lower 70s. It's a cool day. I'll have one. And I read the expiration date on the bottom of the can, and it's 2 years past expiration date. So never mind on that. Also, I want to shout out real quick to my son, turned 17 tomorrow.
All right. Happy birthday.
So I want to make sure that I shout that out and wish him happy birthday. I don't know if he'll catch the show or not. Honestly, I don't know if he listens to any shows or watches any videos. To get a response out of him sometimes is like pulling teeth. I don't even know that. Honestly, it's been a couple weeks. I know. Actually, it's been a couple days. He sent something on Instagram, but we don't have too many conversations, usually just memes back and forth until I visit or until he's here for the summer. Unfortunately, this was his last summer, and I don't even know if he watches any videos, so I don't know if he's going to catch us on the replay. I will say religiously and faithfully, the 16-year-old daughter watches our videos every time, every week that I get my weekly report. It usually has so many different people profile pictures. I'm assuming those that have listened to our show the most in that week period, but I know last week it had a little bit more than usual pictures in it. Normally there's a handful. This week I look like a couple handfuls. We had a really good week. It was actually one of our highest listened or viewed weeks over there on our YouTube. But her profile picture is on my report every single week. So I know without a shadow of a doubt, as much as we bump heads, she watches those daggone videos every week. So yeah. A big shout out to the daughter as well for doing that for us. There's a lot of things we ask of y'all that are just free 99. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. It doesn't cost you anything. We get enough people out there across all these different platforms to go over to subscribe. What is free for you could turn to actually income for us to help us upgrade, bring more shows on, bring more people on, or upgrade more, yeah, more shows, more people, more things going on, more giveaways, everything else. Which I'm working on that. I know I've been saying that for a while, but I've freed up a lot of time without the door dashing. And so I have a lot more free time. So we're going to get a couple things, a couple contests put together. Plus, I've been highly involved with the other giveaway we got going on with the race pool. We got a few more weeks with that. So I've been kind of doing surprise giveaways and gift cards and stuff with that as well. So, but we got some stuff coming up. We got some giveaway stuff. I got a whole box of stuff that Mario's already given me. I'm just going to piece some things together now that I got some free time to be able to do that. We'll talk about a couple different things before we get into our picks and stuff. And one of them was kind of, it just came to me because I got the opportunity. You got two boys, don't you?
Yeah, I got two boys. You got two boys and they
play sports.
No, they're little actors.
Do what?
I said they're little actors. They like to act.
Oh. All right, this kind of still applied because I don't know if it's going to be the same or not. It's going to be kind of because I've had like my oldest, she was in the drama stuff. Haley, you've met her. And did, you know, some acting and we went and watched different plays and musicals that she was in. She was also ROTC. She was a drill team commander. So I got actually go watch her compete. That's what I did it in high school. So it was kind of cool to have that, but I didn't have any kids that were in competitive sports. And the reason I use the word competitive sports is the wife's oldest son, he plays in what they call top soccer, the top soccer league, and it's for special needs. So he's played soccer for 15 years, but you have all forms of life out there, people in wheelchairs, people with walking assist, like different things. So even though it's soccer, it's not competitive soccer per se. Like I said, the daughter did ROTC. The other daughter, she did drill team, cheerlead, that kind of stuff, which it was competitive because you did different meets. But to me, it's not the same as watching a baseball game or watching a football game or watching a basketball game and the back and forth. I was there and supported her and went to all her different competitions. But you're not going back and forth for 60 minutes. You watch your kid out there for a couple minutes and do their dance, and you sit there the rest of the day and watch everybody else's kids, or you don't sit there the rest of the day and watch everybody else's kid. Then you show up for the awards, and that's kind of it. And to me, it's not necessarily so much competitive, but it's still competitive. The youngest, he's doing soccer. One, he picked a sport that I know nothing about. I have no desire to watch soccer. I've only watched the women's soccer team when they were good and winning national titles before it all went downhill with them all of a sudden sucking and worried about political stuff instead of worried about being good. Men's team was never really any good, and so I really have no desire. So I feel bad because, like, I have no knowledge of anything. But it's definitely a different feeling to have a kid out there. And you got to understand, over 25 years, I have helped and been in part of 7 kids' lives. To finally, the youngest one of this relationship, to play competitive, it just a feeling like I've never been that person to be yelled. I've gone to many baseball games and football games and NASCAR events, and I've never been one to really yell. Like, I feel bad because you've been to a stadium, I've been to a stadium, and, like, people get into it, and teams feed off of it, and it makes it hard for, especially football games, the offense to hear the calls if the fans are into it. I've just never really been that person. But then after now, we've played, I think, 5 games in the soccer league, and they're 4-1. I've started to become that person. Like, it's a different feeling. Like, I don't know, it's weird. Like, it's like the coolest thing, but it's just a different, like, as much sports as I've done, I've never just been an outspoken person. At a sporting event, like, I don't know. Do your kids have, your boys have any desire to play any sports?
No. They like the acting drama, so they're in the plays, tap dance and singing.
Forget I had a thought, and then someone popped on my phone from last night's show, and so I totally lost what I was going to say. Yeah, that's a whole different. That's a whole different world as well.
Yeah.
The daughters did warrior ads, which I can't really explain warrior ads. I guess the best way to explain warrior ads is like the drill team cheerlead girls that go out with the band at halftime and they're dancing while the band is playing. That's what the warrior ads for us are. So getting her ready, you know, the daughter ready for that and being a part of that whole routine, trying to help someone put pantyhose on, like, that was a whole different thing. But the whole acting world, like I said, Haley went through that where she did musicals and she did different plays, and that the lines and the outfits and the costumes and everything else and the rehearsals and keeping everybody focused, it's just crazy. I just never thought I'd given up on the whole competitive sports thing. Like, when I had my son, I was like, all right, I'm finally going to have somebody. I'm going to have football games and baseball games. And then the years passed, and all these kids in my life, and it just never happened. I even was a high school assistant football coach in Spring Lake. I forget what grade they were. I did that for 1 year. And I have helped with different things, but never had where, all right, I get to go to practice every Tuesday and Thursday. I got games on Saturday morning. Like, just to have this whole different schedule life, it's just different. I don't know. I don't even know why I even talked about it. To be honest, I don't know. It was different. It just hit me different. Like, and I feel bad because I've been going to soccer for 4 years. But since it's not the same, like, it's the whole, I'm very competitive. I don't like to lose. And I think you know a little bit about that, because I send Mario and I send the rest of the ones in as well, stats of numbers and how we do, and I'm very driven in numbers and don't want to lose and want to grow and want to everything else. Like, it's, I don't know. This afternoon, we had breaking news in the NBA, as I think this took everybody by surprise, but Damian Lillard has been traded to the Milwaukee Bucks as a part of a three-team trade. I meant to pull that up. I'll pull it up in here a second. But first of all, the key part of all this is Damian Lillard going to the Bucks. one, that instantly took Denver out of the favorites of winning it this year and put Milwaukee in the driver's seat. That changed instantly.
You think
this,
so?
Yeah. No, I know so. Okay. I was watching First Things First, and someone said the same thing. You think so? No, those are already out in the show, the stats. Like, it already changed that quick. It definitely changes the landscape as well for the NBA. I'm starting to like this. It kind of, every time I see this, as much as I'm not a Laker fan, it kind of pisses me off more and more that what the NBA did to Chris Paul and the Lakers, because we could have been experiencing a lot more of this. And I know for the longest time you had people out there, naysayers, about the big three and this person doing that and this person doing this and that person. I think we've gotten to a place in the NBA and the rest of the world with everybody kind of stepping up because of the Olympics, everybody stepping up because of the World Games or whatever. We're seeing a lot more talent in the NBA now than I want to say than we ever have. And we're starting to see a lot more talent from different nations. It's just not a bunch of American basketball players. It is a very diverse league now.
Mm-hmm.
And so where maybe when the Boston Celtics did this at first, it was kind of frowned upon because maybe the league wasn't as saturated with talented players. Not that there wasn't a lot of talented players, but I just feel we're more loaded. I think because of the exposure of social media, the TVs and everything else, I think we're hitting more times than not on the talent that's coming through the colleges and the NBA. I think before there was a lot of talent that was not getting recognized, that was not getting opportunities at college due to finances, due to grades, whatever the case may be. And I think we missed out on a lot of talent. I think now because there is so much more, there's so many more ways to get exposure through social medias and your TikToks and everything else. And these colleges that can provide these opportunities to these players through different either grants or scholarships that they didn't know them before, so they weren't getting them and we weren't seeing these players. It all kind of, you know, kind of trickles back to the fact that I just think we're getting more talent into the NBA, so we're going to have more of these power teams. Yes, mm-hmm. When you had one power team or one or two power teams, no, it wasn't really fun to watch. It was nothing exciting about watching Miami beat everybody all the time when they had all three of them together. But now that you kind of got your big three and both LA teams, and now you're going to have your big three and basically Milwaukee and your big three and Golden State and your big three here and your big three there. Pretty soon, I feel almost every team's going to have a big three because I feel that this league is getting, the talent is getting so deep that they have no choice. But I like this move. I feel that Milwaukee, especially, 2 years ago, champion, I think we all were shocked with last year with them being bounced the way they did. I don't see a reason why we're not seeing them play in the last series of the season this year.
It definitely is a good trade. You know, with Holiday going out, you know, the defense is definitely going to take a big loss, you know, and especially on the defensive side of the ball with Milwaukee. But it is an interesting trade. You know, it's going to keep a lot of buzz. Hopefully they can that can gel together. I know Lillard wanted to go to Miami, but hopefully he's happy. You know, so they are definitely a top team. You know, that is a big time trade. So hopefully everything work out.
Yeah, I was listening this morning. I think it was Broussard or one of them that was talking this morning, and just as recent as this morning, people close to Miami felt that he was coming to Miami. Like, this really caught a lot of people off guard. The deal has got Drew Holiday, DeAndre Ayton, and Toumani Kamara are going to the Blazers as well. The Bucks 2029 unprotected first round pick and unprotected swap rights in 2028 and 2030. The Suns land Nurkic, Grayson Allen, Nassar Little, and Keon Johnson. A lot of moving around today.
A lot of people moving around. But I think honestly that's what Phoenix needed that. You know what I mean? Because obviously they don't have a bench. But with that trade right there, now they got a bench. You know what I mean? Because now they got four bench players right there. But that helped Phoenix out.
Did I lose you?
No, I'm here.
Oh, there you are. College football.
Yeah, I thought about college. I was watching college and thought about you once Ohio State and Notre Dame game. So it kind of made me smile just because it was an entertaining game, and y'all pulled it off.
Since you brought up Ohio State, we'll go there first.
Mm-hmm.
A couple things about that.
Yeah.
One, I will be 100 with my listeners. I will be 100 with my co-host.
Mm-hmm.
After, I think we had a loss of downs with a couple minutes left, and we turned the ball over to Notre Dame, I turned the TV off and went to bed.
Oh, you went to bed.
Yeah,
Ooh,
I went to bed. I'm like, we just lost it on downs. Notre Dame really has got to get, like, what, one first down, and that's really all they got to do. That's all that's got to happen. And I even when I left the house to go to church, roughly 8:30, the youngest asked, did we win last night? And I said, no.
Oh.
And then between then and when service actually started at 9 o'clock, I don't know which point, where I was at and why, I saw something. So I pulled it open. And I was like, I'll be damned, we came back. Like, I went to sleep, and usually I wait. But I'm like, look, there's only a couple minutes left. We just turned it over. We can't move this ball.
Yeah.
I missed that. There's a lot of people that were impressed by this win, like in the media, and think more highly of Ohio State. And I understand Notre Dame was ranked in the top 10, I think 9th at the time. And so amongst obviously many people, Notre Dame is viewed as a good team. And so I should feel better about this win.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't view Notre Dame as being that good of a team. I never view Notre Dame as being that good of a team. I think that I don't like the loophole that they found, and now they could be in the bowl games, the playoff, with that actually winning a Power Five based off of rankings and everything else. because they don't really play anybody, and they just kind of wither up and go away at playoff time or a bowl game. So that's really pointless because they can't seem to win bowl games. I'm glad we won. We needed the win. We couldn't afford to lose. We cannot have any loss this year. And therefore, I'm glad that not only did we win, we beat what is ranked a top 10 team. For all argument's sake, I hope this stays a top 10 team. I don't think will.
Oh, you don't think so?
Therefore, I think that I don't think they'll stay a top 10 team. No, I do not think Notre Dame is that good.
I think Notre Dame. I feel like Notre Dame. You know, as far as like, I understand where you're coming from, but I think with the pickup of the quarterback from Wake Forest, you know, the fifth-year senior, it gave him a lot of stability at quarterback. You know. But y'all should have lost that game. Y'all could have lost that game. Not saying should have because y'all did. But that was a good, highly percentage-wise of losing that game. But y'all pulled it off, so congratulations.
My other thing about it is, say I'm right, and Notre Dame is not a top 10 team. Let's say they're not even top 20. I can see maybe them staying top 25. Just say, for argument's sake, I don't know if they'll fall in the top 20, but argument's sake.
Will
that win now hold less weight and people's opinion change? Well, you know, early in the year, we was high on that win when you beat ninth ranked Notre Dame. But looking at it now, they're ranked 23rd. I know it matters, but that's where I think – that's why I'm not overexcited about this, because I think that is what at the end of the day is what's going to end up happening. Is from these people are going to go from that was an impressive win. You came back. You showed you guys the win under pressure. Blah, blah, all these things that they said. You beat the top ranked team. Mm-hmm. This, that, and the other. Then it's going to be, well, actually, you struggled against Notre Dame. You only won by a few points against a 23rd ranked team that, you know, didn't really beat nobody this year. And, you know, that's what I think. And so I'm trying to prepare myself for that because I think that's how quickly it's going to turn. I don't know. I'm just not sold on the whole Notre Dame thing. I can't get myself sold on the whole Notre Dame thing. Another big topic. Oh, my God. Huge topic. Colorado.
Yeah.
Do you think that this calms this down, this Oregon beatdown, do you think this calms this whole Colorado thing down?
When, you know, this is the thing, right? When you say, like, the calm, will it calm it down as far as the media? They probably are going to calm it down, you know, just because of what happened, how they lost. You know, they may even lose this week real bad, but I wouldn't say as far as the hype, the Sanders and the Colorado network, you know what I mean, as far as social media, I don't think it'll calm down. So if they stay in a game close with USC or beat them, oh, man, it's right back up there. If they lose, you know, people expected them only win three games this year. You know what I mean? So that's something that they can always, you know, stand back on no matter what their record is going to be at the end of the year. But as far as confidence, I don't see Colorado confidence going anywhere. You know, talking, doing what they're doing, I don't see it going anywhere. It's all up to the media.
That brings up something that I want to talk about as well. Mm-hmm. I don't like where they were going. I think that cameras, the lights, the action, all of it, I think went to their head. I think that you had players that got to a point they start running their mouth, start trash talking. I saw pictures or video. I can't remember which one of them walking on the Oregon logo before the game. I like that it's a fun atmosphere. I like that this program has turned around. People are wanting to come watch these kids play football. They're getting the national spotlight. A lot of these kids have sacrificed since that they literally getting out of diapers to be able to play on a Saturday afternoon. But at the same time, there's got to be some there's got to be a line in the sand. Like you can't talk about it getting personal and talk about the disrespect or talk about you know, being upset that someone's talking about your hats and your shades while talking to somebody, and then you kind of start letting your team, your kids go in that same direction and start showing the same disrespect around that you don't want to be shown to your kids on that football team. I don't know. It was getting to a fine line that I was starting not to be a fan of. I like the fact that the numbers have shot way up, and you know they're talking about they were just talking about today that Colorado Deion Sanders is basically the Tiger Woods effect of college football, as Tiger Woods was to golf. Like this is going to be a trend. This is going to be a thing. They are going to be talked about. I think they got knocked down a few pegs. I think Oregon came in with a chip on their shoulder. Look, we're a top five team. We're a legitimate threat to going and winning a national title. This is just a feel-good story that's eventually going to come to an end. Colorado's probably not going to finish in the top 25. It'll be close. They have a really tough schedule, so it's not so much got to do with Colorado. It's got the fact that they got like four or five top 25 teams. They got a tough schedule coming up. I think that Oregon just came in with a chip on the shoulder. You're still without Travis Hunter. You kind of rocked their world, and they never was able to recover from it, and it made Oregon look really good. I don't think Oregon is as good as they looked against Colorado. I think Colorado, that first punch that cut the eye, and everything's blurry, and you just could never recover from it because you couldn't stop the bleeding kind of scenario. I think Colorado's got a couple more wins in them. I just think it's going to be a tough year because that schedule is extremely hard. But I think this calms things down a little bit. I think it's time to recuperate and kind of humble yourself a little bit. Appreciate what you've accomplished so far. Cherish it and continue to work on building this program and having your team do the right thing and do it right and not get sucked into the lights, cameras, and action because it was starting to get out of control.
I totally understand where you come from. You know what I mean? It was, you know, there's no wrong answer. There's no right answer. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like, but they got to win. They got to stay competitive. They still got to do the necessary things, you know what I mean, to win football games. You know, I figure, you know, like I said earlier, I don't think their confidence will go anywhere, but they got to be competitive, you know. Even though they did lose, to be honest with you, I was not expecting that type of score. Even though, you know, the linemen are little, the offensive line little, I thought things would be a little bit better than what I saw. You know, as far as wide receivers being open, you know, all the balls they're catching, you know, there's nobody there, you know what I mean? So that's the type of things that, you know, got to be tightened up. On my end, we're not going to go anywhere.
Florida State over Clemson. some use this to solidify where Florida State is ranked. I'm not going to say that they should be ranked any worse. I don't think this game meant anything. Me and you done discussed this ain't the same Clemson team. We're not really expecting much out of this Clemson team, so Florida State winning was really not that big of a surprise to me. Maybe the fact that it took them to overtime, it was a surprise, but really not a surprise. I think Clemson has got a lot of work to do if they're going to get back to where they once were. How did your Tar Heels do?
Oh, they did good. We beat Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh failed out in the fourth quarter, so it does feel good to be undefeated, you know, around here in the Carolinas. So hopefully they can stay that way. You know, it was 41-24, you know. But with the schedule coming up, seeing how things are going, you know, with Syracuse, then Miami, Virginia, the next three games, you know, them are winnable games. Miami's going to be a tough one. You know, Virginia, you know, they still got a lot going on, especially with the players and shooting. So I figure we can win these next three games. But back on Clemson, do you think, you know, with the defensive coordinator leaving, going to Oklahoma, you seen what Oklahoma's doing. You think Dabo? You think he's still a? You think he's a top five coach in college right now? You think so? Would you put him in top five?
No, but I'm a little more biased with it.
Okay.
I know there was a lot of reports that Clemson would call their play so late because they were reading the other team's calls. That's why the last time we played them, why we manhandled them, is because we sent our plays in very late when the time was almost out, so they couldn't adjust to what play calls we were playing. That's why we did that game. It kind of exposed all that. So I'm not going to say, because I'm not one to say someone didn't know. And like a lot of people want to accuse Bill Belichick. Well, first of all, nobody's ever really proven anything. But two, everybody cheats. Everybody tries to find a rule to bend or find that gray area or ask for forgiveness or whatever the case. If you are not trying to, so if that's the case and Ohio State really did expose that, I can't hold that against it, because if you found a way to, you know, get their plays and you'd be able to call the right defense and be able to basically shut them down, you found a way. I mean, it's not right. It's not ethical. You're stealing their calls. But, you know, I can't, because everybody's trying a different way. This is not the the Houston Astros, the baseball team that's in the same heat for stealing signs. I mean, everybody does it, so I can't. Can't be so mad about it. I'm just glad that we figured it out and exposed all that. Of course, Georgia won. They didn't necessarily beat the brakes off the team, but, you know, they did their thing. I don't think there was really any upsets or really anything out of control. Top 10 pretty much intact. Georgia, Michigan, Texas, Ohio State, Florida State, Penn State, Washington, USC, Oregon, Utah. We'll be curious to see how Colorado does this weekend against USC and how that fares out for Colorado. Obviously, that's going to be another highly, highly, highly rated game. I want to say the Colorado game was a very high rated. I think even though the game was over with early on, it was still the highest or one of the highest rated or some ridiculous number. I forget what I heard, even though the game was pretty much over early, how well the numbers did for that. Texas won 38-6. They keep their third rank there. I think that covers Fresno. What about Fresno State being in the top 25?
Yeah, I know, right?
Fresno. Not something you get to say too often. Our picks. Not such a good week for us, NFL.
No, it sure was.
Both of us end up going 9-7. So that takes me to a 29-19 overall record. You two games behind a 27-21 record. The Baltimore game.
Mm-hmm.
We both got that one wrong. The New Orleans game, we both got that wrong. Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody mm-hmm. in the world got the Dallas game wrong.
Mm-hmm.
What you think about this? We're going to talk about this one time and one time only. What you think about this whole Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift thing?
Oh, man. Yeah, you surprised me with that one, though. I wasn't expecting that one coming, especially coming from you. You know what I mean? Like you said, we're going to discuss it one time and one time only. But I look at it like this. Football, the views and the interest within women, young women, middle-aged women.
Have you seen
women,
all those stats?
Yeah, just women in general. They hit something here with this one. You can say whatever you want to say. They're
he's
doing
like,
it for the NFL.
He's got like the number
yeah.
one selling jersey or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The
yeah.
age group of women watching the sports.
Mm-hmm.
All these
mm-hmm.
stats over a country artist that may or may not be dating the tight end that's still in the air. I think they had more ticket single day ticket sales this year or something. It was something for singles. Like it blows my mind that some girl or some woman, something. I'm not trying to be disrespectful to Taylor Swift. I like her music. I like all her music. So I'm not trying to be disrespectful. That's standing in a suite, not playing the game, not going to be on the sidelines, but you're going to tell me all these stats, these sales, these views, social media, he gained something like some ridiculous amount of Instagram. So I want like 300,000 or 800,000 or something
yeah.
stupid. All these things over some girl just standing in a suite next to his mother.
Mm-hmm.
That said, let's effing go. It does a chest bump.
Like,
yep. It is such an insane, this whole, I'm curious to see how long this actually drags out. Like, do they actually date? Does this become like a whole thing? Like, is this like the whole Tony Romo and
yeah.
Jessica Simpson? Like,
but this is 10 times worse. You know, especially, you know, they're two grown people. You know, they understand with her coming to the game, him, you know, being interactions, you know, with brother talking about it. They understand what's going on. I figured this would be something, even if it just dies out after football, but this is something that most likely will be talked about all year long, most definitely. I wouldn't say about it. I wouldn't say as far as how the first game went. But I can see still the buzz and the interest on the fans and the women's and the views and the interest from women in the football will be different. Yeah, I can say that much.
I know they talked about the views or whatever, but I wonder, like, what that comes out to. Like, say there is 30,000 more females out there that watched or have an interest, like
mm-hmm.
out of those 30, and I know the number is much higher, but I'm just saying, just for hypothetical, throw it out there. I wonder what the rate is of those 30,000 will actually become NFL fans because of all this, or once this no longer becomes a thing, or Swift date somebody else, it's no longer, they're no longer part of that stat. Like, I wonder what, how that stat is figured and to what extent, like, what do you mean by interest or, you know, like.
I would say, as far as interest, I would say women, the women that wasn't watching football, best believe they'll be watching it just a little bit more, or going to the games that Kansas City plays because they don't know she may be there, or, you know, just little things like that, you know, jersey sales, watching the game, and ticket sales.
Now, they're even talking about that she's been a stat of she's been in more football stadiums this year than any player will be in the NFL. Like, it isn't this, this whole thing is. Then the fact that you have a Swift and Kelce on the Philadelphia Eagles, and that had to be a whole thing as well, that we already got a Swift and Kelce and all these other things. Oh, my Lord, but it was not a good week for us in the picks. So hopefully this next week we get things turned back around. Before we get into picks, I want to hit a couple things. Cleveland. Oh, my God, Cleveland.
Yep.
I will say this. After Chubb got hurt, I was ready to throw in the towel for the season.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started seeing the stats about the defense, and even what the defense accomplished, even in that loss, that they only allowed like 6 points, and they allowed less. So it was like half as many first downs and the less yards and everything else. And then you watch this defense again, and knowing that this defense is in the first three games is allowed under 500 yards, is like the least amount since like 1993 or something ridiculous. And Tennessee, the 94 yards that we allowed them to have was like the lowest since the 70 or 80s is last time they had that little amount of yards. This defense is once again has my hopes up higher than I want them to be. What is arguably the best defense in all of NFL right now, that is allowing less first downs and less scores and less everything than everybody. If Kareem Hunt ends up being that answer for the Nick Chubb injury, because we held our own on the ground, and the passing game looked really, really good. As probably the best passing performance so far out of Watson.
Yeah, that's
we keep this up.
I'm
ready to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm ready to pull my towel back out.
Okay.
Because that team, especially, we are a favorite. I would tell you, last time we were favorite against the Baltimore Ravens, we are favored by 2.5 or 3.5. I can't even tell you the last time we were favored against the Baltimore Ravens. I don't even think we were favored against the Baltimore Ravens with their backup quarterback in. I think there is a good possibility that my prediction of us taking this north could be a thing. Miami. I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think too much is made of this 70-point thing.
Okay. Why are you still that way?
you scored 70 points against a team that is viewed as one of the worst teams. I don't even know if Denver's even won a game at this point, so I don't think they do.
Yeah. I agree what you're saying right there, right? But then on the other hand, right, 70 points is a lot of points in an NFL professional game. You understand what I'm saying? Okay, go ahead. My bad. I apologize.
So, no, you're good. But
go ahead.
Some matchups just favor one team a lot better than another team. We've seen that any given Sunday. We've seen that in basketball, where we have seen a basketball team beat the breaks out of a team because that five just played lights out, perfect ball, and the other team just, they had no business being on the court, the field, or anything else.
Mm.
I think that's more of what we saw. We saw a good Miami team. I'm not taking away anything away from Miami. Miami might be the best team in the AFC. Maybe. But I think also there was a big part of Denver and everything collapsing in Denver. This relationship between the coach and the quarterback is not where it needs to be. This team is just, it's horrible. Like, and the frustration and everything just kind of tumbling. I think Denver couldn't stop it. Like, I don't think that Miami was that great of a team. They're a really good team. I think this is more Denver just falling apart, and they're once the dominoes started to fall in, they could not stop. They could not fix anything. Miami had their free will on them. Like, it was just like they just had no knowledge of how to just fix it, to just slow it down. Like, it, nothing. Like, that's what it looked like to me. I'm not, like I said, I don't think anything away from Miami. Miami could possibly, arguably, be the best team in the AFC. I don't know if I'd go quite as far as the whole NFL. There's a couple good teams in the NFL, San Francisco being one of them, out there in the NFC. But, and Philadelphia is another one. But I don't feel that 70 points was all just Miami. I think a good part of that was Denver, and they just could not stop everything. Like, they just – it's like they were out there, two left feet, two left arms, head screwed on backwards. Like, it just – it. I don't know if that's just what it looked like to me.
Yeah.
Panthers.
I'm looking at I know.
What do you think the future's looking for Bryce Young right now?
As far as Bryce Young goes, the future, you know, nobody really knows. It's off to a little rocky start just because the balls are not getting down the field. You know, we're passing a lot, and with Bryce Young and not getting any yards, you know, with him being hurt, with him not playing last week, you know, it did look good seeing, you know, at Andy Dalton throw, you know, yard balls down the field longer than 15, 20 yards, you know what I mean? And then for a touchdown, it's just off to a rocky start. You know, it's the height is definitely plays the issue. You know, because we can all see it. It's just off to a rocky start. I'm not giving up. I'm not throwing in the towel. Well, definitely, I want to see how many games we're going to win. You know, but I wasn't expecting this game one, how it looks right now. But it's early. You know, keep the hope alive for this week. But, It just doesn't feel or look good right now.
Dallas losing to Arizona. I think that caught a lot of people off guard.
Yeah, it did. It really did. But one thing about Dallas, right, everybody understands that Dallas hasn't finished in a very long time, you know, and everybody gets so hyped and know Dallas is going to come down. You know, it's not if they're going to come down, it's when the mistake is going to happen or when Dak Prescott is going to have a terrible game and they're not going to be able to go to the next round. We already know something's bound to happen, but I was very surprised of how on both sides of the field looked, you know, with the rushing on the defense and the red zone not being able to get in that box. If you can't get in that box, you ain't going to – it's hard to win a football game. You know what I mean? It doesn't look good.
And McCarthy don't got
– do I think they can win with Dak? I think, yes, they can, just because he has won games, but he's never won big games when they mattered. So, obviously, they won with him. But
I mean,
think there ain't no other option. I mean, there's no other option right now unless somebody comes along and you draft him or down the road. But as far as right now, this is all you got. So this is all you're going to run with. I think he gives them the best option to win. I can say that part, yeah. Is he going to do it?
I mean, even against Arizona, that was a mediocre performance. I mean, he would throw, 140, 50-something yards? I know it wasn't 200. And interception. Mm-hmm. I mean, against Arizona.
Yeah. Maybe he just has something on his mind. Maybe, you know, everybody gets a pass. You know what I mean? Especially teams like that, you can get a pass where you can slip up and win three games in a row. You know, it kind of goes like a little laugh in the stock of having one loss, you know, being Arizona. You know, we slipped up that game. Now, if he comes out this week or the next week and looks how he looked against Arizona, yeah, there's some issues going on. But then at the same time, that's your quarterback and that's who you got. So try to make improvements.
Oh, Lord. Let's get into these games.
All right.
I don't think it was any else really going to.
Some hard games, some tough games.
Thursday night. It's an interesting game. We got Detroit at Green Bay.
Oh, yeah. I'm going you going first or I'm going first?
I'll let you go first.
Okay. All right. This one's kind of tricky, you know, just because of the Lions and Packers, how the Packers won last week, coming down, you know, being down for so much. But I'm going with the Lions. I'm going with the Lions. I'm gonna ride this one out with the Lions.
I'm gonna ride with you.
Okay.
I don't trust Jordan Love. I trust Jared Goff. Mm. I think this Lions defense is a pretty good team. I think they're going to make a legitimate run for the North and big matchup. This is a big deal, especially if you can take in Green Bay. Much easier to get that sweep at home. So I'm gonna take Detroit as well. Atlanta at Jacksonville. I think last weekend was a fluke. I don't think Jacksonville loses again this week. At home, I think they'll look very impressive against this Atlanta team. I know the Atlanta team got a winning record. I don't know. I'm not impressed with them. Who you got?
I'm gonna go ahead and ride that train with you. I'm going with the Jaguars as well. You already know my personal feelings about the Falcons is not that way. You know what I mean? But I'm going Jaguars.
Interesting matchup. There's a few coming up here.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. First one is Miami at Buffalo. The Miami offense has been explosive, but they've really not played anybody tough. Buffalo's more balanced.
Okay.
I think Buffalo wins at home.
Oh, all right. This can be my catch-up game right here. This can be my catch-up game. Now, I feel what you're saying about the Bills. You know what I mean? They're going to be in the playoff, you know, run or, you know. Is this the same Josh Allen or is this the same Tua, you know what I mean, if he stays healthy? And this can be the game that can really – put a good stamp on Miami if they beat the Bills. I wouldn't say 70 points. Of course, it's not going to be like the Dolphins. But if they can put a little if they can put some points on that board, this could be the game where people are like, uh-oh, watch out. So I'm going to go ahead and try to catch up one game, and I'm going Dolphins.
Next is Denver at Chicago. Two teams that are 0-3. So two teams that look like they could go 0-17, obviously. One of them's going to have to win this week.
Somebody's going to win this week.
Who you got?
Okay, you went first. You went first last time. I'm going to go first this time. You know, even though, you know, I got people from Chicago. I got people, you know, family up there, but I'm gonna go ahead and ride with them Broncos. Hopefully, you pick the Bears, and maybe I can catch up another game. But I'm gonna go ahead and put them Broncos on just because I figured this has to be a game. We already know about Chicago, what they got going on. This has to be a game for the coach and the coaching staff and the fans for the Broncos game. So I'm going Broncos.
I'm going with the Bears. I think this is a redemption game. I think this is a chance for the Bears to be able to put some points on the board and feel good about themselves. Mm-hmm. I don't think Denver's hit rock bottom. I think it's going to get uglier before it gets better. I think when we see a fight on the sideline, I think that's when things hit rock bottom, that we start thinking, or we start seeing things change. But like I said, I think that beat down this last weekend, that was just more of they couldn't figure it out.
If the Broncos lose bad, it's going to be a lot of heat on Peyton. You hear me, Sean Payton? Think it's turned up now? If you lose to the Bears after losing a defensive coordinator, people stealing out the stadium, the coach and quarterback is having problems, they don't call them plays right, I got this. There's going to be some issues in Denver.
Well, Russell Wilson, depending on how he performs, going to have to answer some questions, too, especially with that contract.
I agree. Totally agree.
Baltimore, Cleveland. I'm trying really hard not to let my team, my favoritism, get the best of me, but we looking really good. I think that loss to the Steelers was more of emotions, like, oh my God, we just lost Nick Chubb. Did you see his leg? Blah, blah, blah. It was a close game, and the defense only allowed 6 points, and we beat them in every category but the scoreboard because of turnovers.
Yeah.
I think we got past that. I think we have a chance at home to get out front of this AFC North and to especially put some W's in the category when it comes to our division. I'm taking the Browns.
All right. Now, I'm want to say a big fan. I want to say a big fan of either quarterback. You know what I mean? I'm glad they're both doing good. But I'm gonna go ahead and ride that same train with you. I'm going Browns. I'm going Browns as well.
Next is Cincinnati at Tennessee. Your pick.
Ooh. Now is this a game that they're getting on track? They're getting Chase involved in the plays, and he, you know, we got 20 plays for you this week. Go ahead and sit down. You're gonna get your passes. But I'm gonna go ahead and go Cincinnati. I'm going Cincinnati. They started 0-3, 0-2 before last year. I'm gonna go ahead and go Cincinnati.
I think Cincinnati wins as well. I think Cincinnati starts to turn things around. That's who I got to take one of the wild card spots out of the AFC. So I know at some point they were going to turn things around. This week will be one of those weeks that things start to go back Cincinnati's way. Los Angeles Rams, Indianapolis Colts.
Ooh, you first, boss man.
I'm going L.A. I don't see the Indianapolis Colts beating the Rams. Rams are better than what their record shows.
I understand. This could be a game where I can catch up, you know, since I'm down two this week. But I'm not I agree with you. You know what I mean? I definitely agree with you. I'm going Rams, too. I'm going Rams.
Next is Tampa Bay at New Orleans. Your pick.
Ooh. Now, is Carr, is Carr playing? He ain't playing, is he? I don't think he's going to play. Do you think he's playing?
I have not heard anything. Let's see if it shows anything.
You know, I know he's understanding. They're saying he's week to week. You know, from last time I looked into it, I understand he's week to week, but I want to understand is he playing. But even if he's not playing, I'm gonna go ahead. I'm going Tampa Bay. I'm gonna go ahead and go Tampa Bay with Baker Mayfield, and see what happens. Dang, I really want to pick the Saints now, though. I'm going to pick the Saints. I'm going to change that one. Go ahead and change that one, boss. I still don't believe him. I'm going Saints. I don't care who that quarterback is. It can be Watson.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, I know. I feel you.
Baker Mayfield did not look good at all this last week.
No. Mm-mm. Run game didn't either. Run defense didn't either. I had to think about it.
I want to go no as well.
Yeah.
God, that's a tough one. Philadelphia home against Washington. I'm definitely going with Philly. I don't think Washington's a 2-1 team. I think they're more of a 1-2 team. But Philadelphia, until somebody shows me otherwise, maybe San Francisco. I think Philly might be your best team out in the NFC right now. I'm gonna ride that Eagle.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and fly Eagles fly. You know, I got a lot of people and customers who like the Washington Commanders, but with how last week looked, and even though with the quarterback being from UNC, you know what I mean, I hope he does good, but I just don't see it. I'm gonna go Eagles.
Next one is Minnesota at Carolina. We got.
See, these are these games, right, where, you know, I know maybe a lot of Carolina fans are listening, you know, and I am a Carolina fan. I want them to win every game that they play. You know what I mean? I truly and honestly do. And this is a game that we do need, you know, but Is Minnesota overall team better than our overall team? You know, they say Bryce Young is at practice today. So if he had practice today, you already know that means he has a possibility of starting this week. Could Minnesota defense be the defense he gets over 200 yards, over at least 160, 180 yards? I'm going to go to Panthers, man. You might be up three games now, but I'm going Panthers.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, I know. For real, man.
Both your last two picks, you have me going back and forth. I'm like, all right, is he saying this? No, he's saying that. No, he's saying this.
Yeah.
It's another tough one.
I know.
They're 0-3 teams.
Yeah, I know.
I want to go Minnesota.
I know. That's just how it goes.
All right, next is Pittsburgh at Houston. One, I'm going to go with Pittsburgh as much as I do not want to, as much as I need them to lose to give Cleveland sole possession of the North. I just think they're a better team than Houston. Before you give your pick, C.J. Stroud.
Yeah. He's got some numbers. He got some numbers.
He's doing it quietly, though. Like it's.
Yes, he is.
When you hear that name, you're like, so what? That's just the quarterback at Houston, big deal. Like, he's putting up really good numbers, and it's just crazy how quiet it is.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the good thing about being in Houston, too. You know what I mean? They don't, since Watson, they're just chilling, but they're building. They got a new head coach. Young, got that energy. He's bringing that new personality with his own quarterback. You know what I mean? So they're just trying to match things up down in Houston. And they really are doing a good job now. You know, it's surprising. It looks how Houston looks, I wanted Carolina to look. You know what I mean? Something promising.
Mm-hmm.
It may not be this year, but you know, something is coming. You understand what I'm saying? You see the build. You see the players. You see the yards. You see not interceptions. You see them check down. You see deep balls. That's what I wanted out of Carolina. I will even take the same record they got. If they can look exactly the same. That's what I wanted to see out of Carolina. But it just feels so down. You know what I mean? Did they pick the wrong quarterback? Is training the number one overall pick? Are you trying to get the pick? Was it a mistake? Should they have went with Wilkes instead of bringing in the coach from Indianapolis who got fired, even though he was on the Panthers, you know, threw the first touchdown for the Panthers and whatnot? You understand what I'm saying? So there's lots of opinions out there that it makes fans go back and forth because you can see it on the field. No, we're not football players. We don't play NFL. But we understand numbers and what a hole looks like and what you're supposed to do with a pass and with a run. You understand what I'm saying? It doesn't look like Houston. It doesn't look how Houston is looking. So it's just like, dang, we just going to be the same Carolina. You know, this look like this is going to be another 2 years. You get what I'm saying? Another 2 to 3 years. They're going to be talking about we need to – new defensive line, the bit, you know, so it's just depressing.
Trust me, I know. I'm a Browns fan.
Yeah.
I picked Pittsburgh Houston game. Who you going with?
Yeah, Pittsburgh. even though I like what Houston's doing.
All right, next game is Las Vegas versus the Chargers. You are up.
Oh, I'm definitely. Go ahead and put me down for them lightning bolts, them Chargers.
That would be I as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Devontae Adams is wanting out.
And to be honest with you, and let's just be real, you know what I mean? Let's just be real, man. Everybody know. You should let that man go. Because y'all got a lot of stuff going on. Now the quarterback out, concussion, Jimmy. You already know how that's going to go. What I mean by that, but you already know how that's going to go. He going to be out. That's just Jimmy. That's how Jimmy going to do. You're going to lose, and the quarterback, backup quarterback might have a good game here and there. Then you're going to be arguing about should you put Jimmy back in. And he already been in that situation, and he's getting paid. You know, the head coach don't need to be a head coach. He got a terrible record, so why is he still a head coach? They just got a lot going on now. They should let him go.
I think the Chargers do.
Yeah.
Yup. Next game is the Patriots and the Cowboys. I think the Cowboys get back on track.
Ooh.
I don't know. I don't know. New England just ain't the same. Ever since they went with anybody other than Tom Brady, it just not been the same. Ooh. And until Bill Belichick and a quarterback, I don't think Mac Jones is the answer. But a quarterback can get the Patriots back in the winning ways. I just can't see them being a team to pick or to cheer for. Like, to me, they feel like I did so many years with that, being a Browns fan. So, I don't know. Dallas, I just think they had a bad week. I think they bounce back. I think they have a statement game. They're going to go into it to try to make a point. Because of what everybody said after this week's loss. And so they're going to go out and make a point just so they can come back and say something stupid. So then the week or 2 weeks down the road, it can be used right back against them. But, I'm going to go with Dallas at home.
Yeah, I'm going to say Cowboys, right? But I'm going to say the New England is just going to lay down on them. They could win the game. You know, it's all about how Mac Jones plays. But I'm going Cowboys. But they got to be careful, too. You know what I mean? They got to be careful, too, because they lose a game like this right here, they're going to have some issues. I'm going Cowboys.
I just want to
get that out of the way.
I'm going to pick this team, but the other team could win. But I'm going to pick that team, but the other team could win.
That's how it goes.
One of the two teams are going to win.
Yeah, one of them.
Oh, Lord. Next game is Arizona at San Francisco. Who do you got?
No, I'm going to say it nice and simple. 49ers.
Going with the same pick. 49ers looking pretty good. Sunday night, this is going to be a very lopsided game. Kansas City, New York, the Jets, that is. I'm going Kansas City.
Yeah, I'm going Kansas City.
What do you think the over-under is for the rest of the season seeing Taylor Swift at football games?
I say less than two, maybe.
So two would be the over-under?
Yeah.
Two more games. I can see that. I can see two more games. Well, it depends. I see two more regular season games, but the playoffs and the Super Bowl?
That's
extra appearances.
Yeah.
That would be extra appearances. Anyway, Kansas City. And then the last game, Monday night, you got Seattle in New York. Your pick?
I'm going Seattle. Nice and easy.
I am going Seattle as well. New York had a miraculous comeback, but I don't see that being a thing. So, Mario, let them know where they can find you. Website, Facebook, social media, whatever you use, and fairs and stuff coming up.
Okay. You can check us out at on social media, on Facebook and Instagram, at Carolina Sports Plus. You can like us online at CarolinaSportsPlus.com. Where if you're in the Lumberton area, this coming Friday through October 7th, we're going to be at the fair. And Lumberton, so definitely come check us out. Michael Williams Jr. will be boxing October 21st here in Fayetteville. That's going to be a great event to be a part of. So if you're in the area, you know, if you like sports, check out Carolina Sports Plus.
Don't forget, Monday night, you got the 110 Nation Race Chat Live exclusive. We sit down with, say, athlete. For about 20-30 minutes, have a one-on-one. Tuesday night, Race Chat Live, Chris, Taz, and Miss Lee sit down and talk NASCAR and other racing over the previous week. Of course, you got us on Wednesday nights, and then Thursday nights you got Safety to Success. It's a race show. It talks about safety items. They also sit down and have interviews with race car drivers, vendors, and other things to do with local racetracks. So make sure you guys check that out as well. Like us on Facebook, the 110 Nation Sports. Follow us on Twitter at 110 Nation. Make sure you check out our site, the 110 Nation Sports Radio Network.com for the latest shows, blogs, videos, schedules, marketing partners. It's also got tabs on there that can take you to your favorite platform that you listen to podcasts, and follow us there or whatever platform you listen to podcasts. Just search us, the 110 Nation, and follow us there. We are definitely on Spotify, iTunes, iHeart, Amazon, YouTube, Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, I think I said iTunes, GeoSavian, Google Podcasts, Podchasers. So really any of you guys use, so make sure you guys follow us on those as well. I think that's everything. Looking forward to another weekend of sports. Got NASCAR playoffs, got college football, and got NFL. So got a full weekend of sports again this weekend, so looking forward to it. Can't wait till next Wednesday. Sit down here in the Carolina Sports Plus studio and recap week four and get ready for week five. Till next time.